The study found that a warmer winter and spring would create conditions that cut off bottom-feeding mussels from food sooner, leaving more for bighead and silver carp. That's according to the study's lead author, Peter Alsip. He's with the University of Michigan's Cooperative Institute for Great Lakes Research.
Establishing in the lakes may not be an easy task for bighead and silver carp. They're big, deep, cold lakes with not a lot of food. But climate warming will lower some of those barriers and make it potentially easier for them.
Signs of the fish have been found around 5 miles from Lake Michigan. They threaten the multi-billion-dollar fishing industry on the Great Lakes. An $831 million plan to install more barriers at a crucial choke point in Illinois has not yet received funding. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.